We are on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Five lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav Hika Al Roisha Vaholchalo Klapeiz Nova. A person had a long stick and they hit with all his force on the Roish of the behemoth, and that was like the middle of the stick was Al Roish HaBehemeh. Vaholchalo Klapeiz Nova, and that was the middle of the stick. Vaholchalo Klapeiz Nova. And the end of the stick, or let's call it the Roish HaMate, that hit the Zonov. So it comes out, the behemoth was hit with one mate, Al Roisha and Al Znova. Or the other way around. Al Znova, when he hit the behemoth, he wanted to hit the area of the zona with the middle of the stick. Vaholchalo klapei Roisha, and the Roish Amate reached the head of the behemoth, and it hit the head of the behemoth. That's two cases. In these two cases, he bechlal did not hit the shedre. Kineged kola shedre kula, a third case, that he took this long stick and he hit kineged kol a shedre kula. So it seems since the stick is hitting the complete shedre with one akor, so it doesn't have a koyach to make risuk evorim. Ein choyshishin mishum risuk evorim. V'ishalim chutra apalge de gaba. But what is, if it's not just a long stick, the stick ends in the middle of the back of the behemoth, so it seems then the roish of the stick which is hitting the shedre could bring about risuk evorim. Chayshina, then we're chayish for risuk evorim. The isba kitri, another case, that the stick has protrusions that are coming out from the stick. So when he hits the shedre, so it seems, and again he's hitting b'chol koichoi, so these protrusions, which are hitting the shedre, this could also make risuk evorim. Chayshina, v'imocha yapisko chayshina. If he took the stick and hit the roichev of the behemoth, so it's also chayshin, and there we have the brunt of the hit was on the roichev of the shedre. So there's also chayshin. The lashon of Rashi is very unclear. Let us just look in the side of Rashi, is a Hagor from the Chochmei Shleimim. Svarim, and seems he's saying, this is the Lashon of Rashi. Hika al Roisha. Odom sho yoiches biyodai shevet echad. A person was holding a stick. Vihika al Roisha shol behima. Vahochala shevet ad znova. And the shevet was a long stick. And it reached the zonov, so the brunt of the hakor was on the roish and on the zonov. Oy shehiko klapis nova, vigia shevet at klapi roisha, or else he hit the behemoth, let's see, the middle, the hakor started from the middle of the matter that was on the zonov, and the roisha matter hit the head. Vulaitaime, Shehika al Roisha uznova, not only in these two cases, Shelo Yoga b'shedre klal, the lekel meichesh mishum risuk, there's nothing to pray of risuk evorim, alafilo hika ala shedre ba'orech, afilohi leichashinam, because it seems then if you have a straight stick, so, the koyach of this stick of the sakor is not capable of making risuk evorim, unless there's kitri, then that could make risuk evorim, and that's what chayshina. Ragebuch, we had mentioned yesterday that on the Teferes Yaakov learns Pshat and Toisvis, that what Toisvis says, Nofo la'ara choshishim, if you have that Zechorim amenakhen zeh zeh, so you're not chayish mishim risuke yavorim, but you know for la'aro vadei chayishinom, so Toisvis es akashe, aid is not a hapole of ten tvorim, so Toisvis says, Mekomokim chayishinoch mishim denofol machmas ha'akoshim enakhim zeh zeh, so he learns pshat in Toisvis, that Toisvis means that if it is such a hakor that is bekoyach to be mappled the behemoth, so the hakor can make risuk evorim. The hakor makes risuk evorim, and I think he brings a raya from our Gemara that we see here a hakor is bekoyach to make risuk evorim without nefila. No, here Taisvus is saying that by ischorim and nakrin zeh zeh, a hakor that's bekoyach lahapel, so the hakor makes risuk evorim. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Omar Rav Nachman, Beis Horechem ein boi mishum risuk eivor. So what does Rashi say? Beis Horechem egel shenoylet hayoim, sheyotso mi Beis Horechem tza. Now it was a difficult journey, the lady to come out from a very narrow Beis Horechem. So Rav Nachman is saying, "Ein bei mishum risik eivorim." So Rashi says, "Ein choishish in shema nitchak v'nisrasku eivorov, ein tzorich la'ashoysoi meisles." Like this, the din is by a nefula that we are chayish for risik eivorim. You have to wait 24 hours before you shechted. You shechted before it's treif, but this procedure of later going through the narrow Beis Arechem, this will not make risik evor. Omar le'irov el'arav Nachman tanya de Messiah. I have a raya from a baraisa. We learned tinik ben yoim echot metamei bezive. Tinik ben yoim echot is metamei bezive. If the leider, the process of leider, could bring, make risuke evorim, ikri kam mibsoroi v'loi machmas onsoi. So then there should not be a tuma zive, because the whole halacha of zive is dafke, if the sibis azive is mibsoroi, v'loi machmas onsoi. Now, if the leide could create a risuk evorim, so that means the leide could be a sibe to bring about zive. So he wouldn't be metame tume zive. We have here he went through a rough journey, which is bekoyach, if it's okay to make risuk evorim, it's a bekoyach to bring about zive. And here it says that after the leide is metame tinike mechad is metame mishum zive, so you see that the maisa leide, the beis harechem, is not a sibe to bring about risikei vorim and chulshe. So memela, it's not a sibe to make zive. So memela, that's why it's metame to mezive is a raya to Rav Nachman. That's what Rav Nachman said. The whole procedure, even though it's a rough, difficult procedure, will not make risuk evor. Let's see what Rashi says. Metame bezive im yotzo mimenu zoik. Visal kedai tech yesh be mishum risuk evor. Arei chayle hu. So then this is also, he's a chayle the first day of Leidi, just went through a difficult procedure. Bezu echod mi shiva drochim shazov nivdak behem. The zov ene metame boines. A zov is not metame boines. Vechsiv zov mi psoroi. Sheye psoroi kemoi shohu sholem. Veloi boines. Now, Ledavoini, I don't understand the Lashon of Rashi. I'd like to give a shtickle hakdome when we're speaking about Tume Zive. The Ramban says, V'tam Tume Sazoiv Bo'ish V'pnei Heyoisei Choyli Kovig Mina Choyloim Hanidvokim. Zive, if there's Zive, this is a difficult Choyli. It's Min HaChayloim HaNidvokim, it's a very catchy sickness. Tzorich kolben losleis haidor l'Hashem sheripa yoisei. Fine. But it's Azive itself is a choyli. The Sefunu says, he elaborates a little more, and he says as follows. Kvar bo ha-kabole mipsoroi v'loi machmas onsoi. He says, pshat in this Rash, which Rash is explaining. V'ze sheyiye hazov shoiseis b'sibas boso. What does that, what does bosa mean? Shehu kinui l'chli hazera, that the sibe of the shesisas azive is because of the kli hazera, v'loi machmas siba acheres goyremes es hazoib. But if the zoib is not because of the kilkel of the kli hazera, it's because of another reason, so that's not called a zoib. The kasha yikorezem mipsoroi, Shehu besibas choyli kli azera bilvad. Bipsore means that the siba of the ziba is a choyli bekli azera. In his ayoira al chushosom, there's a chush in the kli azera. And that's the machlo of ziva. That's the tumas ziva. Now, so for Kerzo, the way the Sefunua says is very good. That the machla of ziva is if I attribute the ziva through a chulshe or a choyli in the kli azera. If there's a zaitike sibe which brings about the riyas azov, aziva, so then he's not azov. Now, Rashi over here says, zov mi psoroi, shehe psoroi kemois shehu sholem. I don't understand what the word shalem is. It's not, I don't understand the lashon of Rashi. She besore kemoish shehu shalem v'loi ba'ines. I don't know the shehu shalem, I don't understand. So bekitzer al kaponim, the Gemara asked Akashe, that if, we have a raya to Rav Nachman, that if you will say that the Beis HaRechem, the Leide, could bring about a Risik Eivorim, so then a Tinnig Ben Yoimei would not be Tomei to Mezive, because I would attribute the Zive to the Leide. So the Gemara answers, Hoche B'mai Askinam, Kegoin Sheyotzo Derech Doifen. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, that here it's speaking about, could be there's no raya to Rav Nachman. Could very well be that a lady could bring about Risek Evorim. This Tinik Ben Yoimei was born through a Caesarean, Sheyotza Derech Doifen. So Mamela, he didn't have to go through the process of lady. So that's why he's Metame Bezivet. Now, there's a very interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says, Derech Doifen, that the Vlad was noilet, not through the normal procedure, no, Derech Doifen. So Rashi seems to explain what Pshat Derech Doifen, Al Yidei Sam, to certain medications, that you could be moilet the Vlad Derech Doifen. Ubein hu, ubein imoy chayim, and both of them are alive. So memele, that is the case of what the Gemara wants to say, that you could have a chetimse, could be the etzem leide that brings about risa kevorim, and a tinnik that was noilet to a normal leide, it would not be metame tumah ziva, because we'd attribute the ziva to the lady. But he's speaking about it was born der doifen al yedei san. The Chassam Sofer says, yaitzei doifen de tinik, I evshe loimer shechotchu beten ha'em bechayel, that they cut open the beten ha'em, lahaitzei atinik, the chas v'sholem liga bohem. So it seems bizman chazal or bizman rashi, this was a sakona to the mother. If you'd cut open the aim, v'afilo geiseses. So it can't be that they were kireya, that the shechotchu beten ha'em, that zichi you can't do, because then you're killing the mother. Ube meisa, if it's speaking about that the mother died, meis avlad bereshit. So then when the mother dies, so the child dies first, lemashkachas ela yedesa. That's why Rashi, the Serashi, is a figure where you have a yotzei doifen, where do you have such a concept? You can't be kerei the beten ha'im. It's mamash, you're putting the aim in the sakone. So therefore, Rashi says that it was a yedei sam, there was a noifen a yedei sam that you could take out the aim, ubein hu, ubein imoi chai. Vein loyme shalacha shemesa imoi hoitziyu, that's the case of yotzei doifen. The Kaila Mesechus need the Humayis Bereshit. So when the mother dies, so the child dies before the mother. We had a Taisus before, and then a Taisus Harosh. That Taisus says there are two other Aifanim. There's an Aifan, if the Vlad was Neka Loledes, so then, afilu, the mother will die, but the Vlad does not necessarily die right away. So could, in the Tesaros says, Binyamin Techiach. Because Rachel died by Al-Shas Leiden, and Binyamin didn't die. So Melis, according to Tesaros, he could say, Yaitse Daifen is speaking about, after the mother died, they cut open the mother. That's his according to Tesaros. Rashi held this, that seems a machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Elchin, the Chassam Sofer says, that Rashi held that this is a klal, whenever the mother dies, so the child dies before. So it has to be speaking about that they made a maisa to take out the Vlad Bechayel. That cannot be al yedei chitochayim, because that's a sakana to the mother. So speaking about, there was an oifen of a yetzei doifen al yedei sam. Zokta Gemara Vayde. Toshma, ego shenoylet biyontav, shoichten oisei biyontav. Oh, here we have a raya to Rav Nachman. An ego was born in yontav. You're allowed to shechten in yontav. Now, if you say you're chayish l'risa keivorim, so then, if you chayish l'risa keivorim, so you're not allowed to shecht it to make the first mace less, and it's a shecht nice beyond. If it's a riot, Rav Nachman, that you're not chayish l'risa keivorim to that where they went to the base arech. So the Gemara says, no, it's also no riot. Or chinami k'gein sheyotza, derech doifen. Could be, it came out derech doifen, so there was no risa keivorim the way this eagle was born. Toshma. So Mo wants to bring a third ray. Vishovin shim noilad hu umumai imoi sheze min hamucha. That this is speaking about a bechor. So the din is as follows. If a bechor was noilad in yontif, and later, so like this. So a bechor that was noilad, that was not a balmum. So the bechor is mukze. You can't eat it, it's also bachila, you have to be makad v'al mizbeach. So it's mukta, it's not oimid lachila. Let's say it got a mum in yontif, so kiven the iskatsoi bein hashmoshes, iskatsoi kol yema, so it's mukta, it's not allowed to eat. So a bachir that got a mum in the middle of yontif, you're not allowed to eat this bachir, because alt mukta, because when it was born, there was iskatsoi, he had no intentions or hopes to eat this bechor, because it's, Zosa Lahedit, you have to be makabed on the Mizbeach. What happens if the Bechor, when the Bechor was born a Balmum? The Bechor was born a Balmum, so Memele, so then there's no Iskatsoi, because as soon as it was born, it's Roy Lachile, a Balmum is Roy Lachile. Now, so you can say that it is speaking about a Yetzi Doif, and he can't tell me this, Teres. We're talking about a Bechor, and the Gemara says another Cheshbon, but Teresa Gemara could have said, before we see the Gemara further, this is Zichar Cheshbon. We're talking about a Bechor, so the Bechor has to be a Petarechem, so it can't be a Yetzi Doif. So it says over here that a Bechor that was Neulet Umumoy Imoy was Neulet Abal Mum, it's not Mukze, and you're allowed to eat it. Now, but, so here the writer of Nachman, if we will say that every Vlad that is born is, there's a suffix of Risuk Evorim, could be the lady was Marasik Devorim, so how are you allowed to eat it? You have to wait 24 hours to see if it's, it lives after the 24 hours. V'chitei mohochi nami. So that's it. V'shovin shim noilat hu umum ha'imoy shezemin hamucha. V'chitei mohochi nami. Sheyotza derech doifen. That it's speaking about that it's a yotzi doifen. Derech doifen mikodesh. Could it have a kedushas korban if it was a yotze doifen? So here the Gemara asks the kasha lav davka by prayer by all kochim. For Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Moidoy, Rabbi Shimon, Linyan kochim, she'ein a kodesh. It says, ki yevole by kochim. So it's only can have a kedushas aguf when it was born naturally, not a yotze doifen. So the Gemara says, "Ochibay eskinen shehifris al gabi karke." Here it is speaking about that the behemoth, we'll see, stood up al gabi karke, or wanted to stand up. We'll see Rashi in the Gemara further, and we will see that this, if a animal, we had like by a nefula also, if a behemoth animal fell down from a gab. And it stood up, that's a raya that it devorim and not merusik. If the animal is capable, we have here the vial two simonim. Either you wait a meisleis, and if you wait a meisleis and it's still alive, so see that risik devorim is not here anymore. Or if they were in the 24-hour period, the animal stood up, so it's a raya that there was no risik devorim from the nefila. So the Gemara says, so could be it's no raya to Rav Nachman. Could very well be that Beis HaRechem creates Risuk Evorim. And therefore, in the 24-hour period when it's born, you're not allowed to eat it. Here it says, you're allowed to eat a Pecher that was born a Balmum, because it's speaking about this Pecher stood up. If it stood up, so Memele, that is a Simon, there was no Risuk Evorim on this Pecher. Let's see what Rashi says. Egel shanoilad biyontif, ein kan mishum mukze. This is not mukze. Shrei muchen hi hoya agav imoy. That means, afilu before it was born, it was muchen to be eaten agav imoy. Agav imoy means that if you check the mother, so you can eat the vlad, also ben pekuet. So it was muchen to be eaten as soon as it came yontif before the lady, it was aimed to be eaten. You can eat it by shechting the mother. V'sheich den oisei boi boi. Alma mishum risuke evorim nami lesbe. There's no risuke evorim. Right. So the Gemara says, there's been about a yetzi doif. V'shovim. Tanoi de pligi b'meseches bei agabi b'cher shanoilet by mum b'yomtev. If you're allowed to eat it, we say, kimin this katsoi, v'shovim. Afilu ha'oisa b'noilet boi b'yoy mum. Afilu according to the Tana that says, if a mum was noilet boi b'yoy, mishum de mukzo yebein ha'shmoshe yismach masisa kochim b'chutz. So then it'll be yosa, avalim noilet ha'yoy, umum mo'yim mo'y, but if vishas leide, it was born with a mum, is muchanu. So that was always muchan to be eaten. Shloi nesa moilam. This was never nesa. Da bimei imoi, oye muchan agav imoi. Bimei imoi, there was no kedushas prayer, so it was aimed to be eaten. You could check the mother. Umutter, the prayer ain't a kodush, atche yivole. Before the lady, there's no kedushas prayer. So before it was born, it was muchan to be eaten. Ukshen noilad, and when it was born, arei mumay imoy, so it was born with a mum. V'roi li shochet pachutz. So the Gemara says, ah, you'll tell me it's speaking about that there was a yaitzei doifen, derech doifen mikodish bebchoyre, the beimon mum li shochet bemedine. Here it's speaking about that it's mutati because they had a mum. If it's speaking about that it was a yaitzei doifen and never had kedushas b'chayr to begin with, never had a kedushas aguf to begin with, derech doifen mikodesh b'chayr, the beinin mum lishochet b'medine, we need a mum. Moide Rab Shimon afogav the polig meseches nidiga b'yaitzei doifen. V'omar hareihu ki yolod v'yeshevis olav yimei tumah v'taro. Rav Shimon says, Amoridike chumre, that a yoldis, anisha a yoldis, even though the lady was not a normal lady, she was a yaitzei doifim, is Rav Shimon says, this tumah lady, v'yeshevis olav yimei tumah v'taro. Ha'osamudis raboim v'im nekei v'teileg l'rabish yaitzei doifim. Avalin yin kodshim, moidish ain a kodish. But by kodshim, there it says, ki yivolei, prat le yoytzei doif. So, bekitzer, here we can't be speaking about a yoytzei doif, because here it says the whole reason that doesn't have a dushas aguf is because of the mum. If it's a yoytzei doif, it doesn't have a dushas aguf because it's a yoytzei doif. So, the Gemara says, och maizkin, and odik tonim mutter boi bayoim. V'loichayish l'risa keivorim, kegoyin shehifris al gabi kalke. So, Rashi says, nin ha-lamoy. They didn't even stand up. We'll see later, there's a Gemara about the shayla. Nin ha-lamoy, they tried to stand up. V'tochav parsois of lamoy, domrina lekamon gabi nefula, omdom nefilosa in etzricha meisles. If he got up, you don't need a mess less, and you have a biru that there's no risk of kevor. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ba'amar Rav Nachman, another member of Rav Nachman, Beis Amit Bochayim, Ein Boy Mishum Risukei Eivorim. When in the base of Mitbachayim and the Shlachtois, when they shechted the behemoth, so they first used to throw down the behemoth. But they should shecht it properly, that the tzavor should be lamailo. So they threw down the behemoth. Base ha-Mitbachayim ein boi mishum risukei eivorim. Now Rashi says over here, Beis ha-Mitbachayim, kshemapilin oisei la-oretz l-shechtoi, they throw it down, afilu mi-mokim gavoya, sometimes they throw down the behemoth from a mokim gavoya. So l-chayre Rashi means to say a mokim gavoya is 10 tvachim, which is, and l-chayre should have a din nefule, ein boi mishum risuk eivorim. So the Maram Shif is Ma'irer on this Rashi. Why does Rashi have to say Mokim Gavoya? Why does Rashi have to say Mokim Gavoya? L'chayre, we had heard before that by Zechorim, Hanoikhen Zeese, if it fell down from the Negiche, so Yechayish for Risek Eivorim, even though it's not from a Mokim Gavoya. That's the Maram Shiv Sa'ore. So L'chayr, the way we mentioned, according to Teferes Yaakov, is very good. That Taisus Lomshat, not the Hapole is the Siba of the Risek Eivorim. A Hakor that brings about a Hapole, That Akok brings create Rissakei Bob. That Akok brings the Rissakei Bob. But over here, he's not hitting the Baim, he's just pushing it down. Pushing down will not make Rissakei Bob unless it's 10 Tvachim. Unless it's 10 Tvachim high. So that's what Rashi is saying, the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. The Chiddush of Rav Nachman is that even though they in the base, I mean, Bacham will see you soon, ain't by Mishum Rissakei Bob. We didn't see the reason yet, but they used to push down Behemah, even though Afilo Mimokim Gavoya, ain't by Mishum Rissakei Bob. Yeah. Ahu Ture. Now the Gemara relates an incident. There was a Shoyer. The Nafal. They pushed it down. The Yishtama Kal Ginichai Seho. And you could hear, after it fell down, it was groaning something terrible. Yeah. Ol Rab Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marte, Shokal Mishufri Shufri, said, give me a good piece of this animal after you shechted it. That means, Rab Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marte said, there's no shaila whatsoever of Rissakei Vorim, it's not reifa, it's glad kosher, you can give me a good piece. Amru lei rabbonon menolocho. How do you know that, they threw it down and it's screaming away? Amru lei hochi omar rav tziponov noyets atche magia loorets. Let us see what Rashi says. The novel base hamid bochai kal genicha iser. You could hear I was groaning or crying or screaming. When it's being pushed down to fall, the animal is holding on to the surface that you're pushing him off. The animal feels that you're pushing him, and the animal wants to hold its balance that it shouldn't fall. So it's always grabbing onto the surface. It claws into the surface. It's a ponayim of the animal claws into the surface. So it's not a fall of 10 tvachim, because it is holding onto the surface. It's being pushed off from. So memela, the fall is not a fall of 10 tvachim. Agavuche, others learn pshat that I think the Tiferes Yaakov, the Rosh learns pshat nafal la'ara choyshishin, not the way the Tiferes Yaakov said in Tosfos that the hakor makes a chash of risakei vorim. No, if you're maple, if one as zechorim anoikrim zeh, if one is maple the other. This hapola, for less than 10 tvachim, it's been pushed forcefully down, not al stako, the hapola makes risakei vorim. So they ask the kasha, so what is the difference here? Here they push down, we don't just say like Rashi is speaking about that 10 tvachim. Let's say it's less than 10 tvachim, but there it says the hapola makes risakei vorim. Here it says it doesn't make risakei vorim. So they say, amoyre b'kezach. That when you have two scharim noikrim zeh, so each one has no hava mina that the other is going to throw him down. He's working to throw down the other one. So he's not prepared at all to hold his balance. So memela, when the other shoy gives him a zeh, he's caught off balance. If he's caught off balance, so memela, so then a pola can kentake mekrisike bom. Here the behemoth feels that the person wants to push him down. He's aware of what's going to happen to him now. So memela, he'll do everything possible to brace the fool. Nitake does it. Nitake braces the fool. So in Mele here, there's no Risa Kevorim. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Omdo. If an animal that fell down and the animal stood up, ein no tzriche me'eis le'eis. It does not need a me'eis le'eis. That means this shash of risik eivorim, which makes it a treife, if it was capable of standing up after the nefilim, ein atzriche meis leis, b'dike vadei boy. But you have to be boidik, the animal, after you shechted, you have to be boidik. What you have to be boidik? Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, omda amas nisen koi, shanof lo min agak, it fell off a roof, ve omda, and it stood up, v'loy holcha, it didn't walk, it's not bekoyach to walk, but it's bekoyach to stand up, ein no tzriche shiyas meisles. So that means, to clear there was risik evorim, if there would be risik evorim, it would not have been capable to stand up. If it stood up, is a raya, there wasn't any risik evorim. Avo bedike boy, but you need a bedike. What are you boydik for? Pachut ha-shedre, ubishvires raif tzlois, ubakiris chuye. There's other things that we have to be afraid of. Maybe the Nephila created different treifas. So these treifas, you can be boidik, you shechted the same day. Risik Yevom, you can never see the same day. But you have to be afraid of Risik Yevom because it's stood up. But you have to be boidik other organs. Maybe they became nitrav through the Nephila. The Hecha de lo yomdo. But what if it didn't stand up? Afilu, when we shechted it, Vafilu bodaknuo, v'nimtze shleimo, and we didn't find anything wrong. Is treife mishum achvat, shenis palku perokeh v'chu yeisel. That means that even though it's not visible, but Chazal knew, Harash is a salach l'moishim sini, for this palku chu yeisel perokeh, this alone is matrif de behemet, v'imhoch, fine. Rashi says, "V'im holcha, afilu bedike loy boy." But what is if it walked? That means that the fall did not even harm the behemoth that is unable to walk. Then you don't even need bedike. Then you don't have to declare that there was, you don't even break the shadr or other things. If it walked, it's good. So nachamol, om av yudom harav, om do eine tzriche meisleis. Bedike vadei boi, but you have to be boidik the other organs. Holcha, but what if the behema walked? Eine tzriche bedike, don't be boidik anything. Ravchie bar ashi oma achazu va achazu tzriche bedike. So he holds that sai by om do, sai by holcha. You have to be boidik the other organs. Omar Rav Yirbiye bar Acha Omar Rav. Poshto yodo lamoit. What is, if it's stretched out, it's on the ground, and it's stretched out its hand, the front foot, it's stretched out lamoit. Afal pi sheloy omdo, but this effort to stretch out a foot to stand is enough of a choche, that there's no risik evorim. The effort to stretch out a hand is like umda. Okra ragla lalich. It was standing already, and now it was oike the regel to go. Hafapisha loy holcha. But that's called hiloch. So they're saying meudike chidushim. We hear a kula in umda, and we hear a kula in holcha, and now they're saying that afilu the poshto yoda okra raglo has a din of amide or hiloch. The Rav Chisda omar, and Rav Chisda said a bigger chiddush, niyaro lamoid, what it didn't even stretch out a hand. But it was mechazik itself to get up, af al pi shaloi amda, even though it didn't get up. So that has also a din of amida. What does Rashi say? Ninaro lamed af al pi shaloi poshta yodo, elo nischaska verotzeso lamed. So if it has in itself the koyach to be mechazik itself to stand up, that's also as a din of amida. In Lechayre, that's Pshat and Rashi. We had a Rashi before, when Rashi said that it's speaking about Hochi b'mayiskini k'gen shehifris agabi karka nin a lamoy. So Rashi seems to paskin like this kula. Nin a lamoy v'tocha pasois of lamoy. So that the Rashi is saying that not only you need amida. No, not only is Amida Ichacha Nos Risa Geborn, the Rashi seems to paskin like Avchizde. Nira Lamed Afal Pi Shaloi Amda. Vehilchese Heicha De Nofla Min Agak, Bedelo Yoda Va Amda, Vele Holcha, Tzricha Bdike, Vene Tzricha Meisles, if it stood up, so it needs a bdiki to be by the evorim, the shadra and the tzlois, but you don't need a meisles. Tzricha bdiki, but tzricha meisles. Bim holch afilo bdiki na milay tzricha. You don't even need bdiki. Amar ameimer mishmei deravdim minardo. Nefula sha'omru tzricha bedike. That what we said, a nefula needs bedike. What are you boidik? That means you waited a misles, or it was omda, now you need a bedike. Kineged b'nei me'ayim. You have to be boidik to b'nei me'ayim. Could be a nekev or a kra occurred from the nefila. That means there's no risik evorim. But the default could have made a kra or a nekev in the b'nei me'ayim. Amalei mazutre, hochi amrinon mishmei darav pape, tzricha bedike keneged beis hacholol kulei. The whole chlal aguf, you have to be boidik, not only bnei ma'ayin, you have to be boidik al the tzlois, or the chuyis, akiris chuyis, you have to be boidik. Amalei hune mar bar bereder av nechemiel rabashi simonim mai, do you have to be baidik the simonim in chayish? Maybe there was an akira simonim. Maybe the simonim were neka. It's mamela yushechted it already, but now look to see if the simonim are still attached. Amalei simonim koshin hein eitzel nefila. The simonim are koshim. So mamela, you don't have to be afraid that there was akira simonim. Let us see Rashi. Heicha de nafla min agag, v'lo yada, that she didn't know bechlal that she's going to fall, not she jumped down. The yada amrin and the amda nafsha, that if he jumped down, the baby jumped down and knew it's capable of jumping down. Kineged nei ma'ayin, shema nikra roiv achitzoyne, which is oinikvu hadakim, kineged kol acholo mishum shviras, Roiv tzlois, ayakiris chuyais, simoni mai, mi boi bedike, shema nekro. You have to be bedik to simoni, maybe they were neka because of the fall. Let us see Taisvus. So Taisvus and nun aleph amad aleph, the bottom Taisvus. Beis harechem, ein boi mishum risa keivor. We have a chiddish of Rav Nachman, that you don't have to be chayish mishum risa kevor. Zektais ves mishum deika reyese, deene heulich itztach leila shmina. Di lav hochi pshite doslinam bosa roiv blodes. Now, Tais ves makes an akimte in our whole sugya. Rav Nachman said that he was ma'ire, Vachayre did be amokim to think the difficulties an animal encounters b'shas leide, maybe that makes risa kevorim. So he says, no, ain't by mishim risa kevorim. So Taisva says, we have to take of nachmu with a grain of salt. Taisi says, live animals that are born, they live and there's no problem with them, so. What is Rav Nachman? We have a rave over here. What needs Rav Nachman? So Taisi says, no, we're speaking about there was a reyese. There was a reyese, the ain't a heilach. It didn't work. This animal didn't work. So I see a reyese. So now, because of this reyese, should I say, oh, maybe the reason it's not working is mishum risa keborim. That is the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Even though there's a reyese, and I see it. Olei haroyim asks a kasha. So Tosfos just was not shed a new light on our sugya. Rav Nachman is not telling us you don't declare by lay of risa keborim. Rav Nachman is telling us an animal that was born with a reyese that it doesn't work. Ain't by Mishum Risa Keborim. So the Gemara says, oh, I have a right to Rav Nachman. Hey, Goshen Eilid Biyontev. Sheikh the Naisi Biyontev. So how can you shecht it? It's a right in that chayish for Risa Keborim. Like the Malay Reim, maybe that's speaking about a behemoth that, we're talking about a behemoth with a reyes, and it doesn't work. I mean, Egel Shneul Biyontem, Shech Noisi Biyontem. Maybe it's speaking about, there's no reyes on it, so maybe we would have a reyes to Rav Nachman. That is the Malay Reim's Kashem. Is mm. Mamex in a kim talking my skin in she hifris agabi kake. Mevua de boloi hifris after le chazine reyes edene heilach. They bought a clock loud. Ihoi leches. So, ich lehme den Zeimchen mal a rei, wie mocken dich heil und lebare. Lachin, so ich lief da, ki mafres aga bekaki. Even Tyson said, there's a rei, but you have to be boidig it. Aber akaponim, that's the chiddush of Tyson. That the chiddush of Rav Chisde, Rav Nachman is that even though the chiddush of Rav Nachman is that even though the zareyes am not chayish for risa kibor. Im taima petaisis amir de kekashe. Im kein maikum masayle mi benya im echo de metame bezive. Hosam like a reyes. I mean, so taisis is, so what's the... That means if Rav Nachman never chalomed that by a stamazai a lady would be risa keborim, that's a roi vlodais, the gobos a roi vlodais. Rav Nachman was only speaking about a behema with a reyese, and he says, afal pikein, don't be nispel from the reyese, we're not chayish for risa keborim to the lady. So the Gemara brings a raya, ratinik ben yoimai is metame bezive. So, versteht sich. It's not speaking about it. There's bachlal, there's no reyes. A baby can't walk sideways. I can't walk. It can't stand. So there's no reyes. So I'll kapon him. So there, so, without a reyes, everyone agrees that you're not chayish for risa keborim. That's Tosfos kash. Hasam like a reyes. There's no reyes. Inamik shechoya harbe achrekei. So what is Pshat and Tosfos? So the Tiferes Yaakov says a very interesting Pshat and Tosfos. This is very unclear. So the Tiferes Yaakov says like this, that this Bereise that is speaking about Tinik ben Yoimeh's metame bezive, there's a whole bunch of halachas by a Tinik ben Yoimeh. One halacha is that's Peter as imay minayibo. A child that lived for one day is paiter as imay minayibum. So we're speaking about a child that died right away.
That's the Chiddush. Even though he didn't live later. So we're speaking, so Taisus understood that all these halachas, it's metame beziva, is also speaking about a case that it died right away. So if it died right away, so maybe that's called a reyesa. That's called a reyesa, but you don't have a reyesa, it's not working. But you have a reyesa that it died pretty soon. So maybe there we should be chayish for risa kevorim, and if we're not chayish for risa kevorim, it's a reyesa to Rav Nachman. That was Taisus Raya. Im tay me kayf ke sayle bi ben ye mekh od tam be zive hasam leke reyse, and if you'll say that the misa is a reyse inamik she, maybe it's speaking about she kho ye habe ache kein, maybe it's speaking about that this case mit tam be zive is speaking about that it lived tak longer, the case mit tam be zive is not speaking about that it died right away. The Yeshleima Emphatosvis, the Isa, the Srame Risik Eivorim Machmas Beisarechem, if there is a mokim to say that the lady could in certain instances bring about Risik Eivorim to be matriv the child, in Kain Ho Yolonu Lachoshvei Loinis Linyan Zivet. So I think Tosvis means to answer that if the lady is a sakana for the blood, and it can be so detrimental that sometimes it can make risa kevorim. So afilu, if that is the matzav of lede, so then afilu it doesn't make risa kevorim, but al kaponim it could be yasibe for zive. Avazoivai, it could be yasibe for zive. So why is he metame be zive? Kenin lechosh v'loines linyan zive. So al kaponim every lede should be considered a Siba for Ziba, and it should be Metama B'Ziba. Boy, the Zayva Mechiyach, then they says a second test. That alone, that a Vlad Ben Yoymi so Ziba, Mechiyach Shnisrasko Eivoro B'Beis Arechem. Ochein Rei, so why is it that he should see Ziba? The Mestom of the Machmas came by Zayv. Elevadi loy lemein by risi kebom. Then Tyson second house wants to say the aziva of a ben yoyma is zicha machmas harisuk. Or zicha machmas and even that's vegan. It's called a reis. Even that's when you're not tailing risuk. So the Morans is not speaking about a yetsi deifer. Zot Tyson's weiter. Meider rabshim in linyan kochim. Lehoya tzorich kan. The Divrei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan brought down Bekiyas that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no kedushas aguf on the behemoth that's a yetzer doif. So they says you don't need this Bekiyas. The Bechor askinen, we're talking about a Bechor, the Tolei Rachmona bepetarechem. Here we're talking about a Bechor. Here Tzichy can be speaking about yetzer doif. We're speaking about a Bechor that was noile the mumayimoy. Bekotchim gufay lo yav Rav Shimon elam ibchay lay the lay the kedama bereish eitzi doifin. Avusa noket hochi kol kotchim. Not only bchay, it can't be speaking about a yeitzi doifin, which is God speaking about bchay. All kotchim can't be speaking about a yeitzi doifin. Amda eina tzriche meis leis. So now the Gemara says, if there was an afula, and it stood up, eina tzriche meis leis, avol bdike badei boi, you have to be boidiket. You have to see maybe some other organs became nitra that you boidiket after the shchita. Avol lo yomdo. What if it never stood up? It didn't stand up. Is boi vadi meis leis? Then you need a meis leis. You can't shecht it. You can't shecht if it wasn't omdo. U boi nami bdike. And you also need bdike. By lo yomdo, after the meis leis, you'll need bdike. Agmar is speaking about omdo, you need bdike. So Taisa says if it was loy omdo, you'll also need bdike and the other organs. Kedisnan lekama. We learned further, though this is speaking about an oif. Though so, if a person stepped on an oif, vitolfo bekoisel, he threw the oif on a koisel. Oisha ritzatzta behema, behema is squished this oif. Sorich meis leis. You're not allowed to shecht it. After these occurrences, you have to wait a meisleis. Oh, my big mother, Mishim Abelosa, Rabbi Yanai. Achazu, achazu, tzricha b'dike. After the meisleis, you'll need b'dike. So, fakel, so that's, so that means if you don't have a birur of holcha, there was other a shehiya of a meisleis, or amda, like our Gemara says, you need, after the shechita, you have to be b'dike, the other ivorim, to see if the Rav Tzlois, Akir Eschuyes, or the Chut HaShatra, you have to see if they weren't damaged by these pu'ulas. V'im taima, v'ektais v'sakashe, v'tanya b'peire katarubis, is a b'raise nizvochim. The b'raise says as follows. It says you had a number of animals that were kobonis, kashre kobonis, and then a treife got mixed up with these animals. A treife got mixed up with the animals, so memele, so I can't be makriv any of the animals anymore. And it's yiruache yistavus. You wait, all become bamum, and you pay to them, but it's fafal. As I stated in the Bereis. The Tanya beperk hatarubis, nisarvo b'sher shenevda boya b'echida sher Nevad was Nisar, Bikloyim, Ubetreife. So, Anigelon was Betreife. A treife was Nisar with the other animals, so you have to go now, you can't be makrib any of them, and you have to, Yirachi Istav. Bigmore Porech, Hai treife Hechidomi. What's pshat that a treife became Nisar? Either Yodale, if you can tell, it's missing, it's nechtach raglam yakub lamailo, you can tell that it's a treife. Lishoklo, so let him take it out of the, it got mixed up with animals, so you see it's a treife. So take it out and then be makib the other animals. Either lo yodale, and if you don't know bachlal that it's, you can't tell that it's a treife. So who said it was Nisarva a treife? I mean, what's the case? A treife was Nisarva, and now I don't know. How do you know if it's a treife? How do you know if it's a treife? So the Gemara says, Omeshani reshlokish the arev b'nefula. No. It was a nefula. I know there was a shir. It was a shir that fell down from tent for him. And now it is a din of a nefula. So now I can't tell which animal this is. So mamela, that's why it's yirachei istav. Uporich, right? The gemara. Bin nefula livdikei. Let's be vaydikei. Umishani emfer the gemara. Sova onda tzriche meisleis. He holds that if it's onda, you need a meisleis. Holcha tzriche b'dike. He holds that if it walked, you need b'dike also. And if it's a payment that's a treife, you're not allowed to be makrib in the mizbeach because akriveu no lefecho secho, ayirzecho, not allowed to be makrib a treife on the mizbeach. Not to bring it into the Azorim. So Memele, so the Gemara says, that's the case. There was a Nefula, and this Nefula got into the Eder, and he holds that Omda, Tzricha Meisleis. So you can't be makrib in the Meisleis. And Holcha, even if it was Holcha, Tzricha B'dik. Ahashtar Kochach Ikesh Nuya Lehave Me Omda Tzricha Meisleis. That's not the Teretz Omda. Dakati Livid the Kei Behilach. So let's see if it works. Boy, the keeping the meislei sagi, I might turn the yirachi istavu. So wait the 24 hours, and then we'll see that it's not treif. Aleikesh nuyi meholcha tzricha b'dika. That's a teret. He holds that if filu it walks, it still needs b'dika. You have to be boydik and the keeping. Yeah, the keeping places the keeping the mavir shemdav meshama omda tzricha meislei. A filu, you don't need a meislei. The ikat teret is holcha tzricha b'dika. Why does he have to say omda tzricha meisleis? Hakula alma meida hocha da omda ina tzricha meisleis. Agmara says there's no one that holds that you need a meisleis by omda. And that Gemara is not necessary bechlal to say that in Amda Tzricha Meisleis. Dike Boat is Holcha Tzricha Bedike. That's the Boat. So Tosfos says, when you're the Gassinim Hoslem Amda Eina Tzricha Meisleis. Like our Gemara. And that Pshad is Avagav Lai Tzricha Lai Hoslem Nok Yagav Holcha Boi Bedike. So that is irrelevant, but the moment to say, even though you don't need a Meisleis, but Holcha you need a Bedike. Vehilchis ha'eiched de nafla min ha'gag, hodol ha'ikoma ha'lochik rab Yehuda berisik ha'ivorim, mishum deboi la'ashminen davke omdo, le'miyutei poshta yoda lamoid, v'ninaro lamoid. So Taisha says clearly, not like Rashi. Taisha says clearly, the Gemara is coming to tell us that Niro la'lamoid is not called omdo, and Rashi seems to pass it not like that.